Relief officials have expressed concern that the food pipeline to Ethiopia is drying up. And they say if this happens, the death toll in that drought-stricken nation will once again rise. There were previous warnings by relief officials that a catastrophe was imminent. Yet not until a British film about the famine in Ethiopia was shown on television was there much public concern or awareness of the desperate situation. VOA's Dan Robinson covered relief efforts in Ethiopia earlier this month, and today he takes a look at the role of the media in the crisis.
What has become possibly the worst famine crisis in Africa's turbulent history did not develop overnight. The natural and man-made disasters that contributed to Ethiopia's plight have been building for decades, even centuries. Yet as the pictures of starving children began to appear on Western television screens, many people searched for a culprit, someone or some government to blame for the catastrophe. Was the Ethiopian government, out of incompetence or indifference, at fault? Did the United States, out of dislike for Ethiopia's Marxist government, purposely delay major assistance? Why did the Soviet Union, Ethiopia's main ally, take so long to respond? These were only some of the questions being asked. President Julius Nyerere of Tanzania posed the key question. Why are we allowing people to die, he said, when we have the means to stop it? Western governments, Mr. Nyerere said, did not react until they saw corpses on the television screen. Indeed, in recent weeks, Ethiopian authorities have been almost overwhelmed by a flood of reporters from around the world. They have traveled to previously restricted areas to record on film and videotape the cries of starving Ethiopians. The act of covering a disaster with modern means of communication intruded, as it often does, in the lives of the dying. Television camera crews raced after foreign dignitaries as they stepped among the weakened bodies in Koram, Alamata, Bati, and Mekelle. Lenses zoomed in on the dead or those on the verge of death. America's commercial television networks, for whom sub-Saharan Africa has never been a major priority, rushed crews to Ethiopia. There are advantages and drawbacks to the way television brings us bad news. Images of mass starvation in Ethiopia spurred a long overdue international airlift of food and prompted governments to increase aid pledges. However, television also has the potential of saturation. People, it is said, can take only so much misery and human suffering before they start to tire of it. Charity, in other words, has its limits. Many aid officials now express the fear that the generosity that has been so evident in recent weeks will begin to fade as media attention turns from Ethiopia to other things. They say this would be tragic for Ethiopians, who will still need about 50,000 tons of food aid a month for the next year. It would also be tragic for other countries like Chad and Sudan, now suffering from drought and famine. This is Dan Robinson, VOA News, in Nairobi.